Hi guys, welcome to this week's episode of our Facts First podcast. Again, this is part of our Bangsamoro series, or this special series that we have been doing as part of our efforts to somehow stimulate the conversation within the Bangsamoro, especially with the establishment of the new Bangsamoro Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao. And of course, this is done in a partnership with the Institute for Autonomy and Governance. Now, for this week, we're going to talk about this effort or this push by the Moro Islamic Liberation Front and, of course, the Bangsamoro Transition Authority to extend the transition from 3 years to 6 years. So that means instead of holding the first regular elections in the new Bangsamoro region in 2022, Chairman or Interim Chief Minister Murad Ibrahim and his supporters want to extend the transition from 2022 to 2025. Now, do they really need 3 more years to actually accomplish what has been promised as part of the peace negotiations or peace agreement with the Philippine government? So for today, we're joined by a very special guest. I'd like to introduce to you Sulu Governor Abdu Sakortan. Thank you very much, sir, for joining our podcast.
Thank you very much for inviting me as a guest in today's interview. As the representative of the province of Sulu, I being the governor of my province.
Okay, let's go straight to the point, Governor Tan. We know your position. In fact, your province has a petition before the Supreme Court questioning the constitutionality of the Bangsamoro Organic Law. And now, the MILF leadership, which is of course controlling the new Bangsamoro Transition Authority, they want to extend the transition. What is your position on this? Do they actually need 3 more years for this so-called transition?
May mga manifesto opposing the proposed postponement ng BTA BARM election sa 2022. These are manifesto signed by the governor, the vice governor, all members of the provincial board, 16 of the 19 mayors, the academe, the yung mga civil societies. So yun po nag-oppose yung proposal nila to postpone the elections and to extend their term by another 3 years.
Okay. So, in your case, sir, as the governor of the province of Sulu, what do you think of this push to extend the transition by another 3 years? Kayo po.
Una, may batas na po. May batas na, and in that batas ay incorporated na po yung term nila sa transition sa 3 years. So, wala kasi makitang dahilan na yung magandang dahilan kung bakit kailangan i-extend. Especially so na we feel that we should look into their performance after what? Almost 2 years or more than a year. And they still have about 16, 18 months to perform. So hindi naman siguro dapat, especially so na sinasabi namin na they have been there for quite a long time at wala pa silang nagagawa. Dito sa amin, wala kami nakita ang nagawa nila, yung BTA. So, una, kaya sila nandiyan, ang sabi nila, they want to help improve and develop not only the province of Sulu but the whole region. But and yet, we have not seen anything other than the 5 million they gave us for the province of Sulu for to mitigate the effects of this COVID. And then they gave 1 million each for all of the mayors for the same purpose. Other than that, we do not know of any development efforts dito sa ating probinsya. At least in the case of the province of Sulu, we do not feel anything. In fact, situation has even deteriorated considering that they have fired or they have terminated services of the different line agencies of government here in the province of Sulu, other than those personnel in the Department of Health, Education, and Social Services. All the rest ay inalis nila po. And lagi po namin sinasabi sa kanila na dapat palitan nila na kagad. But it has taken them namin so much time. And up to now, out of the 600 vacancies as a consequence of the termination, ay 64 po lamang ang na-hire nila na dito. And even sa Department of Education, kahit isang teacher po, wala pa silang na-hire. So do we allow our people to continue suffering like this?
Okay, and so for the record, Governor Tan, how many of your people, how many residents of Sulu Province lost their jobs because of this transition?
So many. In the different offices, at least 550 personnel of the different offices. Okay. Other than those who were supposed or were supposed to have been hired already like teachers, up to now they have been they have continued to postpone their coming to screen and interview the would-be teachers. At mahirap po yung puro volunteers ang mga teachers namin. They cannot survive on allowances like 3,000, 5,000, 2,000. They cannot po. Ang paliwanag nila ay yun daw ang batas na dapat alisin yung mga hindi kasama ron sa DepEd at DOH at saka social services. At kailangan alisin sila but pwede naman sila mag-reapply. At meron naman na mag-a-apply na bago as well as there are those who may opt to not reapply with a certain mga benefits.
But Governor, according to the BTA, specifically according to Chairman Murad Ibrahim, the process of transition naturally takes time, and that originally, based on their original position during the peace negotiations with the Philippine government, they were actually pushing for a 6-year transition. And now they were left with 3 years. That's why they want 3 more years, basically to go back to their original proposal. And then based on their actual experience, since the BARM was created last year, they realized that the process was quite difficult. And then inabutan pa ng pandemic. And according to them, these are the reasons that need to be considered by Congress to actually give them 3 more years for the transition.
Hindi po dapat ganun na ano, kasi napag-usapan na yon. They agreed for a 3-year transition. So they cannot just say, "Eps, medyo nagkamali kami, we go back to the 6-year transition." Kasi they are already there and they've already started and they were very, very confident that they could govern and govern effectively in sinasabi pa nila moral governance at sinasabi nila they have overwhelming support from the people in the whole of BARM. So I really do not see any reason why now are they asking for the postponement of the elections and extend their term. So sa una-una, sir, wala naman kami nakikita at wala kaming nararamdaman na ano rito na para kaming sisyo na walang nanay dito sa Sulu. So, yan sinabi po naman namin yan kay Chairman Murad. In the first place, we had the opportunity to come face to face before the president and I told the president about the yung hindi nila nako-convene. They have not yet convened the Council of Leaders, which is supposed to be constituted by the 5 governors in the ARMM, provincial governors, and to be chaired by Chairman Murad with some members of the parliament. So, and of course, the city mayors. And up to now, lapit na isang taon or more than a year na sila nandiyan, hindi pa na ko-convene ang Council of Leaders. Yan po ang mga dahilan ng failure nila.
One reason that was cited by Chief Minister Murad was that during the first few months last year, after the establishment of the new Bangsamoro Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao, the region was operating using the old budget, the carryover budget of the ARM before. And then it took time before they were able to establish certain offices and fix certain systems. And until now, they're doing that. For example, what they've finished so far, based on the codes that they were supposed to complete, they finished only one, the administrative code. And then, tinamaan pa nga ng pandemic. I mean, these are struggles that have been experienced actually by these former rebels turned governors of a new region in the Bangsamoro. I mean, that's why some people are saying perhaps they need to be given more leeway because this is such a big project, a peace process that would naturally take time despite the three-year transition that was agreed upon and that was actually put in the Bangsamoro Organic Law. What do you think?
When they assumed office, they were operating dun sa budget ng former ARM. But it was not a small amount. I'm certain about that. They were operating and in fact, they were, we could sense na masaya naman sila. So, after which, binibigyan na sila ng pera ng pamahalaan in the form of this block grant. And I understand this block grant is over and above the regular budget provided to them by the national government. And this is, no small amount, like, 65 to 72 billion pesos, and so much have already been released by the DBM. But what do we feel? We do not feel anything here in the province of Sulu.
So you haven't benefited from that block grant so far?
We have not. Other than the 5 million pesos given to us for the purpose of mitigating the effects of this pandemic, and then 1 million pesos each for every mayor in the province of Sulu. And I understand this is also true in other provinces in okay. The ARM.
If I'm not mistaken, the old budget of the ARM was 32 billion pesos. It was not a small amount, right? But I think based on the budgeting process of the national government, I mean, the new Bangsamoro Transition Authority could not implement, at least for several months, projects that they had intended to implement because they were not yet funded under the old ARM budget, right? Pero by this time kasi, they've started feeling the block grant, for instance. And I think the Special Development Fund. But even that you haven't felt in Sulu?
We have not. What they sent us a few cartons of disinfectants. That is all. So that is why we feel that we cannot rely on them. We just have to rely on ourselves and, of course, on the national government. And, of course, rely kay Allah Ta'ala, kay sa Diyos.
Okay. How would you compare the leadership of the Bangsamoro Transition Authority under Chairman Murad with the leadership of the old ARM?
The old ARM? Yeah. At least sa old ARM, may mga development programs na ginawa. This one is, I think, mahirap itong ganito. So sana kung hindi sila ready at gustong silang bigyan pa ng chance and all the perks ay not certainly not at the expense of the interests of our people.
It was not actually difficult to somehow get a sense of your position now regarding the transition because in the first place, you personally, you wanted Sulu out of the Bangsamoro Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao.
Tama po yun. In the first place, we voted against inclusion. The vote of Sulu was no. So overwhelming no And it was Sulu was the only province that voted against inclusion. But then the matter of counting or the result was the result of the whole region as a geographical unit. It should have been Sulu as a province as a unit, not the whole region. Kasi po, unan, nandito kami sa isla. Yun po ang kino-question namin. At that is why we filed a petition before the Supreme Court na dapat hindi kami naisali rito sa dito sa barn. I think the will of the people of Sulu should be respected.
Oh. Okay. But of course, practically, I think the position of the MILF during the negotiations was quite obvious, right? I mean, they actually wanted to expand the new region after the plebiscite. And they didn't want it to get even smaller after that, because that would have been considered as a loss for the MILF after the negotiations. I mean, sino ba naman yung may gusto na mas lumiit pa yung region if you would have been allowed to actually opt out of the new region? I think that was very practical, right? That was a practical decision on the part of the government and also the MILF.
Dapat naman may moral sentence. Dapat may popular mandate para they can, I mean, effectively govern. Kasi wag naman na ilalagay lang doon na pinipilit natin ang tao na ito magiging leader ninyo, itong mag-govern, itong magaling. Kasi una, wala naman silang experience. Kahit nag-barangay captain, hindi nakapag-barangay captain. And then, bigla na lang, ilalagay natin sa magandang table, ahawakan ng bilyon-bilyon na pera. So, this is no jungle. This is government. So, kailangan huwag natin pagsamantalahan ang ating mga taong bayan. So yan po ang hinihingi namin.
Okay. Now I'd like you to respond to this actual comment coming from the spokesman of BARM. I spoke with him more than a week ago, si Attorney Naguib Sinarimbo. I asked him about precisely that, a fresh mandate that should come in the form of an election, right, in 2022.
Yes.
Because when I also spoke with the Chief Minister Murad, he actually somehow, he was quite candid in saying that given the complications of the transition, the fact that they were not yet able to show a lot of accomplishments after more than a year, he actually acknowledged that they might lose if elections push through in 2022. But according to Mr. Sinarimbo, the mandate of the Bangsamoro Transition Authority led by the MILF in the context of a peace process should not necessarily come in the form of an election, because this is a negotiated political settlement. What do you think?
Well, this is a democratic country. So election is one of the processes in democracy. So give it to the people. Dapat ganun po, hindi yung dahil nag-negotiate. Nag-negotiate sana kung maganda ang And then you ask for another extension. You cannot say that because this is negotiated even at the expense of the interest of our people. People are suffering. Sana po huwag kami pamigay at gawing experiment at even at the expense of the interests of our people. We have been suffering. Our people have been suffering. Do we want to prolong? Do we want to prolong the agony of our people? So why do we have to sacrifice the interests of the overwhelming majority? So yun po, sana ang hinihingi namin sa kanila, submit themselves to the people in an election. At pwede naman na siguro kami, pwede naman na mag-uusap kami, tulungan namin sila. Kasi una, sir, supposing if they do not have any popular mandate, nagpalit ng eleksyon, nagpalit ng administrasyon, at sila ay pinalitan ng bagong administrasyon. How would they react? Oh, yun ang ngayon ang question. Baka naman at sasabihin nila ng ganito. That is why this is also tulong namin sa kanila. Dapat they should take this not as an affront sa kanila. Dapat tulong ito. Dapat they should strengthen their position. Oo, kasi pag nagpalit, baka naman palitan sila. So, baka mag-react sila.
Can you expound on that? Yung baka mag-react sila? What exactly do you mean?
Supposing sasabihin nila, bakit nyo kami papalitan? Yan ang usapan with the previous administration. Magkakaroon sila ng rason, kung ano-anong rason na hindi nila ma-comply or hindi nila ma-sunod ang mga nasa agreement. So that is why we cannot comply with these agreements because you are replacing us or you are removing us from office. So dapat madaliin na, in fact, madaliin na ang compliance with the agreement. Government is doing it. Or government is providing everything.
Sabi nila hindi raw matatapos tong normalization process pag nagkaroon agad ng election sa 2022 and people would be distracted, even the MILF itself, because they would be focusing on the elections. Do you think that is the case? Malabong matapos yung normalization, in particular the decommissioning of around 40,000 MILF combatants if the extension is not granted?
Sana mangyari. But they have already set a schedule for that. But why aren't they doing something about it? Why aren't they completing it? Oo. So make it as a reason for the extension of their term. So dapat hindi ganun. Dapat kumpletuhin natin. Okay, sabihin nila this is political, this is the economic package. Ginagawa naman ng gobyerno 'yan. The fact na ni-release sa kanila yung mga block grant ay napakalaki. Hindi madali. Kasi paano kung yung ibang regions humingi ng 70 billion din every year?
Okay. Now, based on what is happening, based on your observation so far after more than a year under the BTA led by the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, do you think they're bound to lose if elections push through in 2022?
It depends. They can lose, they can win. If we talk, we can combine, we can, I mean, it's that for as long as we talk. But if we do not talk, well, baka naman hindi sila mananalo.
What do you mean, if we talk?
If we talk, alam mo, yung politika is a game of compromise. So we can always give and take. Like, okay, can we win here? Can we lose? Okay, can we also win here? But we can do that.
Okay. Kasi isa sa mga issues na dapat tinitingnan dito yung political reforms, right? And again, I'd like to premise this question in the context of your petition before the Supreme Court because precisely, you're also questioning the creation of a parliamentary regional government in the context of a unitary system in the Philippines, di ba? You're also questioning that. Pero, assuming wala pa naman kasing decision dyan yung Supreme Court, you're waiting for that. In this case, part of the focus should be and should have been on the strengthening of political parties in the BARM, making sure that political reforms are being implemented, right? So far, are you seeing these concrete reforms? Let's say party building, alliances or establishment of key alliances, you mentioned compromise. Have you been seeing this over the past year or so to be able to better prepare the region in the 2022 elections? Or not exactly? You're not seeing that?
Mahirap ko po makita yun. Kasi even yung mga veterano, hindi naman nila ganun na nakikita yung mga nakikita ng taga-BARM. Especially so that they are new in this business. So they cannot tell us that this is what is going to happen. And besides, they are still guided by policies and of course, yung ating mga batas ng national government. They cannot deviate from yung mga batas natin sa national.
Mm. Now, of course, one of the important things that they also have to contend with, of course, I'm talking about the MILF officials who are actually basically are in control of the Bangsamoro Transition Authority. How have they been dealing with the different political clans in the Bangsamoro Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao?
Well, I remember Chairman Murad came to Sulu. I even invited him to my home for lunch together with Chairman Iqbal. And I committed to them that I would support them if they would perform and serve the interest of our people. That is if they perform. Now, reaching out to the families or the political groups sa mga probinsya, tingin ko, they've been trying to reach out and they are in touch, but tingin ko nahihirapan dahil kagabi pa lang ay kausap ko yung isang napakalaking pamilya na mukhang ayaw na sumama doon sa gusto nila.
Okay. Sabi nyo kanina, based on your meeting, you invited Chairman Murad and Mr. Iqbal to your home before the pandemic. Did that happen this year? This year lang siya, this year?
I think it was very early this year.
Okay. You said that you told them that you would support them if they performed. And so far,
yes.
Have they performed since that meeting?
They have not performed. It is a complete failure. Unless they still have 16, 18 months, they can still, do it if they want to.
Okay. Now, of course, another reason.
I can still change my mind. If we talk, they perform, I can still change my mind by supporting them in an election. So election is yun dapat ang pinag-usapan, dapat ituloy, sir, ang election.
Okay, when you say support for them in an election, basically you're willing to deliver votes for their political party in 2022,
yes.
If they perform.
Uh-huh. If they perform.
Okay. Now, I'm sensing a lot of course, this is quite obvious. No? We know that there's a struggle. If you are a formal rebel and all of a sudden you mentioned you were given so much power, hindi nga sila dumaan sa pagiging barangay captain. To be candid about this, are you seeing incompetence? Have you been seeing incompetence in the part of the MILF in running this region?
Well, to tell you frankly, sir, I want to be frank para malaman din nila, they are not competent. They have no competence at all. So, to govern. The problem is they want to govern and rule. So, mahirap. Dapat huwag silang mabigla. Parang nagkaroon ng culture shock yata eh.
But we know that they're also being assisted by able bodies. Diba, meron din naman silang mga hinar na mga experts, technical experts, bureaucrats to help them run the new Bangsamoro government. I mean, isn't this enough? Or baka naman you're being too harsh or too hard on them, basically unwilling to give them leeway despite the complications of the transition.
Yung mga siguro, yung mga consultants nila, with due respect, ay incompetent din. Hindi rin marunong. How would they know if they have not even come to the province of Sulu? There are those who call themselves Tausog. But ask them, how many times have you come to Sulu? How long have you stayed in Sulu? Where have you been? So, yun dapat ang tanong sa kanila.
Okay. Now, you know, this other issue, yung violent extremism, again, this is one of the goals of this peace process, to show them that development would come in the region in concrete terms, and in the long term, that is intended to discourage people from joining violent extremist groups, right? So how do you actually achieve that goal if at this stage, and I think it's quite early, you said you've not been seeing development so far. Kasi naman, baka mas medyo maaga pa to actually assess the performance of the MILF, don't you think?
Well, the autonomous region has been there for the last, 30 years? That's been there for the last 30 years. What has it given us? We are lagging behind in terms of development. Development has been set back by 250 years. That is according to then Secretary Jess Duresa when I asked them. And he asked my brother to tell me on how many years is development set back as far as the province of Sulu is concerned. Now, we are set back by 250 years. I told them, so that means 5 generations, we die 5 times, pag-gising namin ay iba, malayo na naman ang the rest of the Filipino nation. So yun po ang sinasabi namin dito. So actually, yung extremism, bago na lang yan eh. Bago na. Nauna na yung autonomous region. I agree and I believe. In, si President Ramos gave me a book entitled Fighting Terrorism by Fighting Poverty. And this is acknowledged. And we have identified the root cause of all of this problem. It is poverty. So poverty incidence here in the province of Sulu and in the whole of the region is more than 70%, while the national average is less than 20%. Why is that? So bakit po pababayaan natin dito? Kung pwede naman kami dumiretso sa national. At one time, I even proposed when Chairman Murad was presiding together with Secretary Lorenzana at nandoon din yung ibang MILF na mga leaders as well as military officers, high-ranking officers of the Armed Forces and the Philippine National Police in Cotabato City. I was proposing, pwede kaya ilagay muna natin ang Sulu directly under the office of the president. Parang i-pilot lang ba na kung gumanda ang gumanda ang sitwasyon sa Sulu, mag-improve, gumanda at maging develop, ay dapat sumama na sila sa akin. Ngayon, pag hindi gumanda, babalik na lang ako sa kanila.
Pwede mong kanila? So, sa MILF? Sa BARM?
Sa BARM, o. Oh. Ah, so, hindi gumanda.
Yung proposal nyo, to put Sulu under the supervision of the Office of the President.
Yes, under the Office of the President.
Hindi under BARM.
Hindi under BARM. Subukan lang, pilot. Kung talagang sincere sila na gusto nila umayos yung mga kababayan nila, mga kapwa nila, kapatid nila, mga dito sa Sulu.
And what was the response of the government officials that you spoke with? Ano sabi nila?
Hindi sila sumagot.
Eh kasi, Governor Tan, kasi yung of course, people might also throw back the question to you, no? You mentioned yung high poverty incidence in Sulu, you mentioned the problem with violent extremism, which is of course felt also in your province. People may also throw back the question to you, sabihin, well, your family has also been in control of the province. What have you been doing? Bakit ganun pa rin yung kahirapan?
Una, we are under an autonomous region. Pangalawa, hindi naman ganun ang support na nakukuha namin. I mean, the basic requirements to improve yung poverty incidence namin na dito ay hindi namin na anuhan. Like, for example, education. This is one of the factors nag-contribute dyan. Yung education, how many school buildings do we have? These are offices that are not directly under the office of the governor. They are all under the office of the regional government. We cannot appoint, we cannot dismiss any of the employees of the line agencies other than those yung sa provincial capital.
Okay. Now, the fact that the Supreme Court has not acted on your petition, tagal yan, di ba? I think that was filed in 2018. There was no temporary restraining order that was issued. Of course, people might think na, well, perhaps the Supreme Court was giving the peace process a chance to succeed in the meantime. Diba? Yan naman obvious reading dyan eh. Pero the fact that there's been no action since then, I mean, how optimistic are you that you would still pull this off before the Supreme Court? The constitutionality questions that you've raised.
Well, I'm certain. In fact, I'm optimistic na it will be decided in our favor because that is going to be a part of the law of the land. Oh, kasi magkakaroon ng jurisprudence. Pagka, kasi ang isang ano dyan, isang one of our members of the court ay naging chairman ng negotiation sa government.
Si Justice Marvick Leonin. Justice Marvick Leonin. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. In fact, we were together in Malaysia. I attended meetings in Malaysia.
And you're optimistic that you would get a favorable decision before the Supreme Court?
Very optimistic because we know we are right.
Okay. Have you spoken with President Duterte regarding your concerns? Because this is such a big project for him, the Bangsamoro Autonomous Region.
Nakausap po namin si President Duterte last week, last Wednesday. At kasama ko si Governor Jim Hataman ng Basilan, Governor Bombi Tadyong ng Lanao del Sur, and myself. So nasabi namin kay Presidente na against kami. Sabi namin na hirap na yung tao namin at wala kaming nakitang maganda ginawa yung barn.
And then what did the President say?
I can understand your position. So alam ko sabi niya na most of the elected officials are opposed. But then I agree na medyo medyo maikli yung 3 years. But then most of the elected officials are opposed to the extension. The President told us that he will also invite the other party. He will talk to both parties and maybe the President will also call us again. And then sabi ni Presidente, hindi tayo makikialam sa gagawin ng Kongreso kung may ano sila, but I will talk to them. Tingin naman namin, very fair naman ang sinabi sa amin ni Presidente. At kaming tatlo ay dumadami pa kami, yung tatlong governors. Most of the mayors in Lanao, I was told that all of the mayors in Sulu, out of 19, 16 members of the provincial board, all. And then, of course, in Basilan, all. And then, yung governors, tatlo na kami. There are only 5 governors in, but we expect 3 more. That will make us 6.
So far, do you think under the new Bangsamoro Autonomous Region and Muslim Mindanao, led by the Bangsamoro Transition Authority, that somehow the problem with violent extremism is being addressed properly, meaning somehow baka naman mas humihina yung mga violent extremist groups under this new leadership, under this new region? Are you seeing that or not exactly?
I do not see it because in the first place, even right in their own doorstep, they can hardly do anything about it. Like for example, kasamahan nila yung mga nag-BIFF. So bakit hindi na how much more yung mga hindi naman nila nakasama. So in the case of Lito, I can only misspeak for the province of Sulu. I mean, our reports are getting a very positive results. So marami nang neutralized, maraming nag-surrender, at just a matter of making them feel that they are welcome and we will treat them well. So maganda po ang nangyayari ngayon. In fact, the chief of staff was with us yesterday to do a consultation and a dialogue with the local chief executives and the members of the religious, both yung mga Muslim religious mga scholars.
For instance, the problem with the Abu Sayyaf group, has the group been somehow weakened over the past several months despite this this attacks on your province?
It has weakened, I mean, tremendously. In fact, there are only very few. So many have been neutralized and talking about bombing. Most of them are foreigners. They're not locals. So mostly mga Indonesians, identified as Indonesians. So karamihan foreigners. So siguro mga takas yung mga yan.
Kaya ako tinatanong tong problem with violent extremism. Again, in the context of the peace process, isa sa mga fear ng mga, at least sa mga taong involved talaga dyan sa peace process, baka naman this might be exploited by violent extremist groups. For example, in recruiting more members, sabihin nila, ito yung promise sa inyo ng national government and also the new Bangsamoro Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao. They were supposed to bring in development, pero now it seems like the project is unraveling. The peace project is unraveling. Baka gamitin siyang opening for recruitment into this violent extremist groups. Kaya nga, everyone is actually trying to make this work, however difficult it is. What do you think?
Tingin ko, lalo tayo magkakaproblema. Kasi that will become an endless problem. I mean, trying to accommodate every time they tell us, and we feel like, are we hostage? Oh, are we hostage to these people? I mean, we do not have to accommodate all of their requests. Every time they say this and they say that, we accommodate. We should not be held hostage by whatever reasons that they have. Huwag tayo magpapa-hostage sa anumang grupo. Hindi tayo papayag. Hindi papayag ang taong bayan na maging hostage. Kawawa yung taong bayan. Ako, I will not allow myself to become their hostage. And I will not allow our people to become their hostage. Yan po ang ipaglalaban namin.
You are referring to the MILF in seeking an extension in the transition?
Opo. Sa lahat ng request nila na hindi tama or outside of what has been agreed, especially in the yung BARM law. Kasi meron na po BARM law, sir.
Opo.
And hindi nila nasunod yan. Kahit yung code, isa lang ang code na gawa nila, yung administrative code, electoral code, revenue code, health code, educational code, wala. So what do we expect? Do they want us to wait for them forever?
Previously, at least according to Secretary Carlito Galvez, the president was open to an extension of the transition. It seems that the president was open. Now, what if the MILF, the BTA, the BARM are indeed granted 3 more years, which runs until 2025? How do you think this decision, possible decision by Congress, affect the prevailing sentiment on the ground? And by that time, 2022 until 2025, wala na si President Duterte sa pwesto.
Yan na nga. Secretary Galvez was present during our meeting. He was the only cabinet member present during our meeting with the president. But he did not say anything, and he was not also asked by the president. Well, at least he heard talks with the president. So, hindi na ba? I would rather not comment on what Secretary Galvez has said. But I'm sure he has already heard the president in our when we discuss it, he was present.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Governor Sakurtan, for joining us on this podcast. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Thank you very much, sir. So, okay. Thank you very much, sir, Christian Esguera.
Okay, and that's it for this week's podcast. Please do watch the YouTube version of this interview with Governor Sakurtan. And don't forget, you can catch our Facts First podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, and Stitcher, and wherever you see or wherever you get your podcast. Thank you very much. Until next week.